Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
As always, welcome to Industrial Talk, where we celebrate industry heroes such as yourself. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, you solve problems, you're changing lives, and you're changing the world. Thank you very much each and every day of what you do to make my life better. Thank you very much. All right, in the hot seat, we have a young lady by the name of Tracy Enos. And look at this. If you're out on video, I've got a book. Yep, she produced it. LinkedIn Publishing to Profits. And guess what we're going to be talking about? LinkedIn. Let's get cracking. Yep. So I have this book. It's well laid out. It asks the right questions. It is addressing the right issues. It is exactly, and it's not overwhelming. She's got it laid out, and it is well written, very, very well done, and I'm very honored to be able to have that behind me in my, I guess, my Hall of Fame of books that are just right behind me. And we're going to be talking about this book as well as many other topics, because given the pandemic, given the challenges that we are still trying to get through, I think this is a timely conversation. And you know, I always geek out when we start talking about ways of growing your business, surviving, right? Rebuilding, prospering. What are the strategies that we can deploy? And I never, ever, ever, ever say no to anyone who wants to help industry and people succeed and live their dreams. That is exactly what this particular podcast is all about. That's what Industrial Talk Media is all about. We just want to be able to celebrate and help people succeed. And that's what this particular conversation with Tracy will be. Before we get going, so, you know, I've been a big fan of what they're doing out at NEOM. And once again, if you go out to NEOM.com, find out, root around, look around that website and see the passion. Read about the passion and see the individuals that are truly working to create a community of the future, leveraging, and I mean leveraging all the technology that's out there, that innovation that we speak a lot about on this particular podcast. It's exciting. So here I am. Let's just, if you're out on video, here we go. We're going to go to the website real quick. Here is a slide. I can't say slide, whatever. It's a page on their website, and it's under line, but it's the picture is powered by an innovative invisible infrastructure. So if you're out there and you're looking at this picture and you're looking at, you're going, holy shnikey, that's amazing stuff. They're going to do it. They're going to do it because they have the right people in place. They've got the, if I look at the timing of all this, if I look at everything about what they're doing at NEOM, this is the right time. I think innovation is there. I think the energy to be able to solve problems is there. And I think we can get it done, or they can get it done, or whatever. That's exciting stuff. All right, back to the interview. Tracy Enos, that's E-N-O-S. Enos Enterprise is the company, the founder. You go out to her stat card, right? Let's see what it looks like. Yep, look at that. Oh, well done, because she is all about doing stuff on LinkedIn. She's got great stuff out there, and it's just right there. Don't you? Sometimes you just get excited about LinkedIn. You find a person out there. The person is willing to share insights, wisdom, knowledge, because we have to be about education. We have to be about collaborating. And boy, I talk about that all the time, because you don't have all the answers. And then, of course, the need to innovate, all right there, all easily accessible. All right, enjoy the conversation with Tracy. Tracy, welcome to the Industrial Talk podcast. I'm going to enjoy this conversation because we're going to be talking about LinkedIn, strategies around LinkedIn. And yes, if you're an industrial professional, you're not doing it right. Just FYI, I'll just lay it right on out there. LinkedIn's an asset. Let's do it right. Tracy, how are you doing?
Great, Scott. Thank you. Glad to be here today.
Yeah, I like that book behind you, LinkedIn Publishing to Profits. And especially now, my gosh, I like that. I like that. But let me just sort of check something out. FYI, just one. If you're looking out on the video and I'm turning around in my chair, no, I don't have one on my bookshelf. I don't have one of those things that are on your bookshelf that's not on my bookshelf. How can we solve that problem?
That means I need to send you one.
All right. For the listeners out there, give us a little background on who you are.
So my name's Tracy Enos, and I have been an expert LinkedIn advisor for 9-ish plus years, somewhere around there. And I kind of fell into it by accident. Got laid off twice in 4 years by corporate America. And
a common tale.
Right. And a single mom too. And the second time around, I couldn't find work. This is back in November of 2012. And on the advice of my sister, she told me to start a marketing agency because the summer prior to that, I had sat down with her. She was the graphic artist in the family and had a very successful freelance business on her own. And
hell of a skill. I'm telling you right now, hell of a skill.
Me too. Corporate America did a big disservice to her as well. And so she went out on her own and made a hell of a lot more money than she was making then, right?
Hell yeah.
Anyway, so she told me just to take the dive and do it. And, you know, as nervous as I was, I did, you know. And so what started out with what I'm doing today didn't start out that way. It started out as a digital marketing agency. So we were like building SEO websites, we were doing videos, we were doing business directories, getting companies in the Google Maps, which is very different back then than it is today. I mean, it was... You know, it was fun selling it. It was not fun doing it. Or
that's a heck of a learning curve too, especially back then. I think today is a little bit easier. There's cool tools out there, but back then, that's trench, baby. That's trench work.
It was. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'd be burning the midnight oil. Sometimes I get 2 hours of sleep, and the kids are up getting ready for school.
easily. So let's start venturing into it. One of the things that, of course, we got hit up the side of the head with this pandemic. People were scrambling, trying to figure out how to get their message out. I believe personally there, Tracy, that we were lazy. We didn't bring our A game. We brought our B, maybe C game possibly each and every day. No big deal. And then the pandemic hits, and then all of a sudden reality hits. And we're trying to get our message out, and we have no clue. And the only place that everybody went within industry was LinkedIn. And then, bam, that thing just blew up. But still, the strategies that are around it, let's talk a little bit about that. So give us a little problem that's associated with LinkedIn today. What do we need to do from an industrial perspective?
Well, I think the problem affects everybody, not just the industrial.
My whole life is just industrial. Don't even go into other areas. I don't even know if there's anything else other than industrial.
I think what happened is, like, you know, a lot of people heard about this LinkedIn thing and then they get on it and then they're like, now what? Yeah. Right. And then, like, there's so many bells and whistles. So many bells and whistles to LinkedIn, unlike any other social media platform. And they're like, I don't know how to navigate this thing. I don't know what to do first. What do I do second? And then they get overwhelmed and then just quit. Forget it. Screw it. You know, they put a company page up and they expect people to go there organically and find us and then, you know, hire us. And it just doesn't work like that.
It does not. Yeah, it's interesting because you're absolutely spot on. I probably fell into that category. LinkedIn came out. promoted as, hey, it's a professional location for socially engaging people and all that stuff. You tip your toes in the water. It's okay. Then all of a sudden you're getting people popping in and you're just like, I don't have time for this. I've got a 5-alarm fire over here that I've got to deal with. So I agree with you 100% about it. But now I think it's strategic for your company. I think it's strategic for not just the company, but for an individual. Do you agree?
100%.
Good answer, because you got a book back there that says that. No, Scott, no, not one bit, man. No. And goes like, wow, there's a disconnect there. So let's talk a little bit about it. Let's talk a little bit about why it's important, why it's strategic, and then sort of strategies, sort of these actionable strategies that we can put into place right now. So why is it important?
Well, I think from a standpoint, we just mentioned SEO with my digital marketing agency. LinkedIn is considered an authority website with Google and the search engines. And so when somebody comes in contact with your company, whether you found them or whether somebody referred your company, what's the first thing somebody's going to do?
Oh, I go right out to, in fact, that's what I did with you, Tracy, right out to your LinkedIn profile, see what you're all about.
Or they're going to Google you, right?
Oh, yeah.
And oftentimes, unless you're dumping thousands of dollars every month into search engine optimization for your website, your LinkedIn company page and your LinkedIn profiles for the company are going to show up on page one before everything else.
I'm going to test that out right now. It's funny because you're spot on but I still have a problem with a guy named Scott McKenzie, but he died a number of years ago and he was a singer. Doggone. Go ahead.
Anyway, so next thing that they're going to do is they're going to go do some due diligence, right? They're going to go check out your company page. And lo and behold, if they go directly to your company page, right there it says how many people are employed with your company, or at least say they're employed with your company, whether they're current or past. And you're going to go click on that link that says all employees. And then what's that going to go to? A list of all the employees, and people are going to start looking at the executives. They're going to look for the owner of the company. They're going to look at the executives of the company, and they're going to look at the employees. And I'm going to tell you what, here's a big, big problem that a lot of companies have is a lot of times their employees' profiles are better than the top key executives and the owners of the company. And that's a big no-no. I mean, honestly, I think one of the biggest mistakes that you can make as a company, even though maybe the CEO is too busy or some of the key executives are too busy to actually use LinkedIn for networking or whatnot, and they leave that to their sales and marketing team, you still should be branded and look the part. You know, this is how people make buying decisions. This is how people make decisions on whether or not to be employed with your company. And I think that is what a lot of folks are missing.
That's interesting, because what I hear you saying is that executive, whoever it is, doesn't have a very good looking profile, but the employees have better looking profiles than the executives.
Yeah.
And that's the disconnect.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Now I'm going to look at that, just because my actions, and I don't go to Google. I don't. I'll go right to LinkedIn. And then I'll look at the LinkedIn. And in LinkedIn, there's just pieces of information like connections, like, oh, okay, yeah, I can have that conversation. It's chock full of great actionable information. But also,
you have to keep in mind, your searches are only as good as what somebody puts in their company page or their profile. So a lot of times, employees might be on LinkedIn, but the company doesn't have a company page so that the employees can attach themselves to that company.
I want to let you know right now, industry people, that frustrates the hell out of me. When I don't have a company page, if I go out to somebody and I want to look at that stat card, that LinkedIn stat card, great stuff. And then I go to the company and there's no company, or it goes to the sort of a general, whatever that look
like a little gray box.
Yeah. Gosh, it bothers me. Don't do that. Don't. That, if anything, outside of this whole doggone conversation, don't do that. Get a company profile out there. Okay.
Look, folks, we're not back in the 20th century anymore.
We're in the 21st century.
We need to to do as such. So look, I look at it this way. If you are not actively using LinkedIn, which by the way, you should be by all means, you should at least have a presence there, and it should be done well so that, you know, with your, you know, a link back to your website. So it gives people a chance to go and check you out off of LinkedIn.
See, and it's not that difficult. I mean, LinkedIn makes it, I mean, makes it easy. It's all free. And it's like, click here, do this, upload that. And it's like, you're just downright lazy if you don't do it. You're just, that's it. I'm laying that thing. You're lazy. Don't be lazy. Get that company thing out there. And then, okay. So let's say, Tracy, I'm interested in sort of beefing up my stat card on LinkedIn, because I always look at that. I mean, it's just, it's natural. It stays up 24/7. I don't know if that is a good thing for me or a bad thing, but it stays up all the time. So from an individual perspective, what are you looking at? What do they need to look at?
You mean on your personal profile?
Yep. Yeah, start there, and then let's pivot to the company.
Well, the way we do things is very different than everybody else does things. So I really think this is an opportunity for the owners of these companies and their employees to really capitalize on really who are you wanting to work with? Who do you work with? What is it that you do for them? How do you do it? How you're different than your competition? And at the end of the day, what does somebody really want to know? What kind of results can they expect working with you? Right. And I think that's where people fall short, is they don't, you know, it's a client centric or client facing type profile. Not everything on there should be. You should have the human side to you, but still, look, LinkedIn's been around 18 years and people are still using this like it's their resume. Like, oh, look at me.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of times people want to know, no, what is it that you can do for me? That's what I really want to know.
I have a problem. Solve my problem. Give me some insights into solving my problem. I'll be more than happy to look at your stat card. I agree with you 100%, but that requires effort on my part to try to ferret out that prospect, right? That requires a little effort. What do we do with that? I need to target my verbiage to go after that prospect, right?
Well, I mean, you're probably already doing it in your business. Right? You probably already know who it is that you work with, what it is that you do, how you do it, how you're different. You better know what your competition's doing, right? How you're doing it different, because people are going to come with you with objections like, well, this guy over here, they do this. Why don't you do this? Or how do you do it better? And then at the end of the day, if you've been around for at least 3 years or more, I'm sure you have some results, right? Show those results in your profile. I mean, share them. I mean, people want to see that. I mean, people are, when they're buying, they're emotionally buying. You either are feeling some sort of, you know, you're solving a problem, or you're squashing a fear, or you're feeling some sort of desire that they have, whether it's, you know, depending on your business, personally or financially, right? And that's what you can do with the profile. And I don't think people understand that you have opportunities within the profile and sections that most people don't even fill out in order to do that. I got a big tip for you. I only share this, Scott, with my paying clients.
All right. Whoop. Big tip coming your way.
In the about section, LinkedIn has expanded it from 2,000 characters to 2,600 characters. You should now direct people to drive them to your projects section in LinkedIn to showcase a few of your favorite clients and the results that you've gotten for them. But what that also does, it allows them to now scroll through the rest of your profile. So maybe they see the human side of you, like your organizations that you support and the volunteer work that you've done, and maybe some education, because people like to connect with people that they went to the same college with, or military experience or whatnot. Then you also have the skills sections, which are your keywords, which people don't care about that, but LinkedIn does, because those are keywords that people are going to be able to find you organically in LinkedIn. But then again, you also have your honors and your awards and things like the people want to feel good about who they're potentially going to be working with and getting on the phone with, right? That's the human side of you. Trust me, everybody's forgetting about these sections and these new trainers, these new LinkedIn guru trainers.
Yeah.
getting all those sections? Like, where's the human? Where's the human to you? You know, and
big fan of the human side. I think that especially now, I think that industry, we do a horrible job at highlighting that. And I'm on my stat card, and I've got some gaps. Just when you're out there looking at Industrial Talk, just sort of notice that I got my nice header. Don't go beyond. Just kidding. That's right.
That's another thing too. Why are people forgetting to put a branded background photo all the action? They're leaving that dreaded blue background, like, or they're putting in some crappy cityscape that they found on Google Images, right?
It's true. It's true. Come on, just sort of throw out some coin out there and get a neat background. It's easy. Come on.
Yeah. Look, you guys can go to Fiverr and get one done for $25. Promise. Be done in like 3 or 4 days.
Fiverr. That's cool. I remember the first time I discovered Fiverr. I'm going, really? Are you kidding me? Really? Yeah, I thought that was an incredible
thing. No, back in the day, you know, I'm not the graphic artist, but, you know, I know how to design things. But, like, we would spend $200 to $300 just for one background banner. It's crazy.
Now you have Canva that sort of mixes and matches the color combination. It doesn't look like a mess. Well, like if I had,
you still ahead. Have to have some, they've got some templates in there, but you really should have some design skills to understand Canva.
It's tough.
I know it's free, but.
Well, no, I pay for mine. Well, I've got premium. But you're right. It's still, I have come to just love graphic designers because they're just, you just know when something doesn't look right, you're looking at it and you think, man, I'm proud of this, but something's not right. And then a graphic designer comes in and moves things around a little bit and changes colors here. And it's like, wow, that feels much better. And it's a feeling. It's like right in there, man. It's a feeling. Okay. So we've done that. We've taken your advice. Now let's shift to the company side. Okay. One, do not go away without updating and looking at your profile and don't be lazy, right? It doesn't take much effort. Don't be lazy. Spend some time. You're not that busy. Okay, now on to the company. What are we doing that's wrong with company stuff?
I think, well, the company, actually, company page has added some additional features now. A little hack here is, look, your website's probably already well done. And instead of just writing some fluff about your company, take some aspects of what's already in your website. You get 2,000 characters in that description about the company and kind of do it a little bit again, like we just talked about in your about section on your profile. Yeah. Describe what it is, what you do, who you do it for, what kind of results can they expect working with you. Secondly, LinkedIn still has what they call specialties in the company pages, which typically all that means is they're your keywords. You've already done the research and the brainstorming. It's already on your personal profile. Add 20 of those to your company page. This is how people are going to find your company page. These are keywords.
I got to interrupt real quick. So if I want to look for somebody that has skill sets in graphic design, be that is apparently the word of the day for us, I can do a search and then it would provide some results of people who have those keywords in their profile.
Yeah. So you can go to regular LinkedIn. They're free and they've got a few filters in there and you can look for company pages. You can say graphic design is a keyword, right? And then you can pick your location and you can find graphic design companies within the location based off of that. But if your profile, your company page, doesn't have that word at all in your description or in any of those specialties, no one's going to find you.
Nobody. All right.
Yeah. So what I was trying to say is LinkedIn is a search engine at the end of the day.
It is. And it's, I got to tell you, I'm bullish on LinkedIn. I think that there's a lot of great stuff that is happening there. And what you're talking about, little tweaks here and there, Now they can procure your services and you'll beef it up and hopefully bring in some opportunities and revenue associated with their better personal profile as well as company profile, right? It's got. What other things can companies do specifically from a social, human side?
Well, first of all, I mean, I know that we said at the bare minimum, have your profiles and your company page branded, but wow, LinkedIn is just a wealth. I mean, look, I've had clients that are making 6 and 7 figures without advertising on LinkedIn. We've done it. I mean, it just takes a little bit of time and effort, or have a team member do it for you. You don't need to use all of what LinkedIn has to offer to make a very good income or increase your ROI using LinkedIn, but you also don't need to be on it 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, you know, 30, 45 minutes, an hour a day, as long as you have like a strategy or a list, like a daily task list.
Yeah.
And then you follow that list until it's second nature. And then things, I mean, you're not spending that much time networking. If this isn't like the old days of spending hours with the phone book and cold calling people.
Oh, just yeah.
So, right. No one likes to do that anyway.
No, don't. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Let's talk a little bit about the algorithms. Now, if you've got a company, if you've got employees, is it best practice or good practice to have employees saying, hey, pull them in, you know, get engaged with what's taking place in the company level, right?
100%. As a matter of fact, that's one of the new features that LinkedIn has for company pages is before you actually had to have a Sales Navigator or a Business Premium account to have these insights on the company pages to allow your employees to actually interact and also share and be your biggest advocate or cheerleader for your company. But now it's free. So as long as you have a company page, you now can get your employees active and engaged because every one of your employees has a separate network, right?
It is.
So that's how you start building a bigger network or bigger company page and getting more eyeballs on your business is through your employees.
Yeah. It's compounding.
Company pages now even offer articles. Now you can put your company blogs and stuff on there. Before it was just for profiles. Now company pages can have that. So now your CEO can have his own personal blog and the kids can come in and engage with that and share it out. But your company page can also do that as well. So that's one of the strategies too, is that companies, they have the company page, but they're not putting up content.
So, yeah, you got to put up content.
Right.
Yeah, it's great. Check mark. We got a company page, but no content.
Here's the thing. Companies are like, oh, I don't know what to do next. But what do you think about it? How long have you been in business? I bet you have assets that you realize that you didn't already have. And you can repurpose those assets.
That's a whole nother conversation about repurposing. I'm a big fan of resurrecting old blogs, because I think and if you can resurrect it, meaning put it on a podcast, stick it on a video, I don't know, and talk about it, you've just resurrected that asset, that content. And I think that's an important thing. Let me ask you a question about Sales Navigator. What you're thinking about that?
I love it.
Why?
I've been a Sales Navigator user for like 6 years now. I won't do without it. I'll pay for it month after month after month. It is an amazing prospecting tool. And for companies that have like teams, there's three levels. There's professional, and those are typically maybe for the solo entrepreneur or who have a very small team. Then you have the teams version that has 10 seats. And then you have the enterprise for the larger companies, which those two, the teams and enterprise, have additional features like that can sync with like your CRMs.
Yeah.
It's got Point Drive, which I think is called Team Link now, or Point Link. I don't know. They changed the name like last year. Yeah. I don't even remember what it is anymore. Or ShareLink. Maybe it's ShareLink. Yeah. And then enterprise even has additional features if you want to pay for that. But it is, especially if you got teams that like work like different regional. So nobody's crossing paths and stepping on each other's toes when they're prospecting. So, and it's easy to keep tabs on what your sales team is doing with those two. But if you're just getting started out or you have a small company, Pro will work just fine. It's just got amazing. You've got like 30 something filters. You can find people, you can save lead lists. Their homepage is completely different than the LinkedIn newsfeed. Once you start saving accounts and saving people into lead lists, now you can get updates on their activity and stay front of mind with them without even being connected to them.
I know.
It's amazing what this thing can do.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful tool. I've come to appreciate, one, the fact that you have email marketing strategies, right? And then the email marketing strategy is, okay, you can tell it's going in their email. And it can be captured by whatever, block, whatever it might be, and it won't go in there or go into spam or whatever it might be. The doggone LinkedIn, if you use LinkedIn, it goes right into their inbox. It's in their face. It goes right past whatever firewall they have.
It does. And what's even better is, let's say that you found a search, a perfect search. No one wants to remember the search that they did, right? They allow you to save your searches, and then LinkedIn will even email you to your primary email address any new searches that come up, and you tell them how often you want those emails. That's brilliant. Now I don't have to go and look for this every day. It's being sent to me automatically.
I think the premise or the moral of this conversation is that there's so much more that can be done in LinkedIn that you're not doing. That you're doing it, but everybody else is not doing it. I'm telling you right now, and it is available. And for me personally, I'm in the business of what I do. I discover things each and every day, and the power behind LinkedIn. That you just got to be engaged. You can't get lazy.
You just have to be consistent. But you don't have to spend hours and hours and hours on the platform.
Speaking of consistency, let's talk a little bit about some giveaways. I see a 23-point checklist. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we developed.
Did you see how I segued into that?
Yeah. I segued into that. I did. We developed a profile checklist that's pretty comprehensive on your personal profile. And I'm going to tell you what, it's actually now up to 28 points. And we didn't even cover the new creator profiles now that LinkedIn just came out with a few months ago. But those are only for the people who are doing content. Anyway, so, but right now, the 23-point checklist will work along with the book behind me, which I wrote in 2018, best-selling book. Talks about your content, but the whole first chapter talks about your profile and the foundation work that you need to do. But the profile checklist will keep you in, check 1, 2, 3, ABC from top to bottom on how to fill out these profile sections effectively and quickly. And then I think we can give them away, the book and the checklist. And I'll tell you what, if you guys get the book and the current checklist, when we get the new one out, which is we're finishing up some edits on it right now, we'll give you the new one for free, the 28-point checklist. You guys can go to LinkedIn or www.linkedintopublishing.com.
All right. The website is linkedintopublishing.com. That's where the book's located, right?
Otherwise it won't
work. Of course, yeah. Yeah, put that triple W, the World Wide Web, and get that. But fear not, it'll all be out there on industrialtalk.com. What is the best way, Tracy, to get a hold of you, Tracy?
Hold on. Well, guys, get up there and follow me and connect with me on LinkedIn. That's a number.
I would have said, yeah, just email me. What the? No. Get out there like that.
Connect with me on LinkedIn. Look, you're going to get some, cool tips. And then when we start doing some more videos and stuff in the newsfeed, you can email me. Yeah, absolutely. I like LinkedIn. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Come on, man. So don't even go. I'm not even going to give out an email. Nope. Okay. We're going to give out Tracy Enos. That's E-N-O-S. Is there another Tracy Enos out there?
There is, but I was the very first one on LinkedIn, and I think I'm still the only one with a photo.
There you go. So you've got to reach out. It's simple. It's easy. Just do it. And I'm sure she'll say, oh, okay, great. I'll have you part of my network.
Tell me that you heard me on Scott's podcast, and I'll tell you what, I'll even do your listeners one more favor, Scott.
What?
I will do a quick review over the profile and make my top three recommendations.
Boom. There it is. There it is. You, Tracy, were wonderful.
Thank you, Scott.
And you know we just scratched the surface of it. I'm just looking at my bookshelf. I've got the Vitamix. I interviewed the CEO of Vitamix. There's her book right there. And then I got some other books back here. But I just having a hard time seeing that LinkedIn publishing to profit.
I will get it sent to you. You have to send me your mailing address, and I'll get it sent to you.
All right, that'll be cool. And then I'll talk about it all the time. How's that?
Good. Well, version 2.0 is coming out this fall.
It never stops with you, Tracy. Benefits, values, all of that good stuff. All right. Thank you, Tracy, for being on the Industrial Talk podcast.
My pleasure.
All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. So fear not, we're going to have all the contact information. Really, just go out to LinkedIn. You'll be able to reach out to her. All right. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Once again, thank you, Tracy Enos, for being on the Industrial Talk podcast. Absolute wonderful, wonderful opportunity to really talk about this LinkedIn publishing to profits, as well as all of your insights into how you're making that LinkedIn work. Excellent and timely for you, industrial professionals. Anyway, get the book. There'll be a link out there to get that book. I highly recommend it. All right. Again, check out Neom, NEOM.com. Find out a little bit more. You can get engaged. You can do stuff. But I mean, it's wonderful to see an organization truly trying to put all this innovation into action and see how it really benefits us as a whole. All right. Again, be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Do that. But hang out. Have your team be bold, brave, and daring greatly. And you know what you're going to do? Yeah, you're going to change the world. Thank you again for joining Industrial Talk. We're going to have another great interview right around the corner, so stay tuned.